Flights on JetBlue are still not back to normal after 6 days of chaos and delays. A quarter of JetBlue's flights were canceled today, but the airline promises that all flights should be back on schedule tomorrow. After suffering nearly a week of disastrous publicity, the CEO of JetBlue says the company has crafted a customer's bill of rights. It guarantees that the inconvenienced flyers will be compensated. NPR's Robert Smith spent part of the day at JFK Airport in New York, and he has our report.
At Terminal 6, the lines were long, the employees looked frazzled, but the passengers stayed calm and patient. JetBlue had pre-canceled 139 flights today and called the customers in advance, so the people that did show up got a rare treat. The flights that were taking off were on time. Still, Jessica D'Ambrosio got here 4 hours early.
Because last time my flight was canceled, so I didn't want to take any chances.
She spent her Valentine's Day here at JFK waiting for a flight to Florida that never took off.
It was crazy, like pandemonium. Everybody was screaming at each other, and you couldn't even get in the airport. It was just nuts, and everybody's flight was canceled, and it was just crazy.
But D'Ambrosio considers herself lucky. At least she didn't check luggage.
Do not sit, stand, or place hands or fingers on the moving carousel.
6 days after the ice storm, there are still piles of baggage in the terminal and lines of people searching for their belongings. Deirdre Hasher and her husband lost their baggage on the way to Chicago on Friday. They returned today to find that it never left JFK. She spent the weekend trying to remain calm.
Things happen. You know, people with tsunami victims had nothing. So we kind of look at it like that.
While you went on a trip to Chicago, your luggage spent a lovely weekend here in New York.
But at least we knew where it was.
With things almost back to schedule at the airline, company executives have finally started to talk about what went wrong this week.
Everybody understands day one of the event, sort of. They don't understand day two nearly as much, and they can't fathom why we're still having problems day three.
JetBlue CEO Dave Neeleman was a guest on NPR's Talk of the Nation and says he spent today working on a passenger's bill of rights that will be unveiled tomorrow. It'll spell out what the company will do in the event of delays and cancellations.
The penalties that will be inflicted upon ourselves, that we will impose upon ourselves, which will allow not only full refunds, but full credit in addition to that for future flights and all kinds of things, will impose a discipline on ourselves to make a weather event a one-day event.
Neeleman also says that they will fix what they see as the biggest problem that the airline had this week. It turns out that it wasn't the weather or a lack of planes or the crews to fly them. The bottleneck was in a small office in New York called the Crew Services Department. Those 20 people are responsible for rescheduling which pilots and flight attendants go on which planes.
Those people were overwhelmed with the ability to reschedule, and people couldn't get through on the phones, and then this cascading problem happened.
Neeleman says they will train at least 60 more people to step in during a weather emergency so it never happens again. But even with a bill of rights and better planning, JetBlue has a lot of work ahead in calming irate passengers. Many, including politicians, are calling for a federal law that would regulate how long planes can keep people stranded on the tarmac. And the airline still has to show that it can keep a promise. Over the past 6 days, the company has overestimated how quickly it could recover. But tomorrow, a company spokesperson says, they really do expect to be back at 100%. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.